respirator deal with Airbus Defense Group that was directly ordered by the White House. You found that the key Trump advisor, very much in the news right now, referred by the Committee for Criminal Prosecution, Peter Navarro, awarded the deal to Airbus after it hired retired four-star Army General John Keane to reach out to him shortly after Trump had awarded Keane the Medal of Freedom.
Right. In the book, Peter Navarro, in my research, he sort of stood out to me as a bit of a tragic figure. He was one of few in the administration who really took the threat seriously early on. And, you know, and he's got bravado. He's brusque and a no BS kind of guy in the White House. He wanted to take charge in what he called Trump time. At the same time, the administration was trying to ignore the pandemic altogether. So behind the scenes, he does something really remarkable. He takes federal government purchasing into his own hands. And for obvious reasons, you can't have political appointees in a political office, the White House, deciding who gets, you know, multi-million dollar deals and who doesn't. And this was sort of the first indication that I found, and I found it in just like an obscure entry in federal data, that the White House was ordering these deals. And this particular company is a real company, Canadian-controlled company, ultimately. You know, they produce rubber products, and these were for those sort of high-end respirators you saw with like Dustin Hoffman wearing an Outbreak. And, you know, they got a pretty large deal, and we noticed that the White House was ordering it. And that was sort of our first indication that we think the federal response right now is to just throw money all over the place. And if you have some political connections, that helps. But I found weeks later that you didn't even need that. You just needed an LLC and an email, and the federal government would give you a deal for things that you may or may not have.
And again, to clarify, we're talking about Airbus, not Airbus. Right. David, finally, if you can talk about what this all means. I mean, we're not done with this pandemic yet. And also the billions of dollars that were spent.
Right. I mean, it's fair to assume from the outset that we were going to spend a lot of money. We weren't prepared. We needed to find supplies. Healthcare workers were in danger and dying. So you expect some of that. But I was really struck by how chaotic it was. You know, even though this was the Trump administration, I expected there to be some inertia just within the government bureaucracy to ensure that we were buying real things and we were getting a decent deal, and we weren't wasting our time with con men, and found that we were so flat-footed, so ill-prepared. Our national stockpile had something like 1% of what we needed to address, you know, really that first wave of the pandemic. That's how bad it was that our national well-being really rested in the hands of these mercenaries who smelled blood in the water and really sought riches. So I view the book as a blueprint of exactly what not to do and sort of a call to better prepare so that we're not in this situation again. But more than that, I'm conscious that, you know, we're all feeling pandemic fatigue and we'd love to move on. I sort of look through the lens the whole time in writing the book and in my reporting to answer the question of what does this mean about us? And at the end of the day, while the book is an artifact of the pandemic, I think it's really a story about who we are, our worst impulses, what happens when we just sort of have this religious adherence to free markets, when experts say we really should have had a very visible hand on this and directed supplies and figured out who needed things and made sure that our money was being used wisely.
Well, J. David McSwain, I want to thank you for being with us. Investigative reporter with ProPublica, new book out today, Pandemic, Inc., Chasing the Capitalists and Thieves Who Got Rich While We Got Sick. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
We'll be right back. Experience with Dr. Oscar Radoli.
Pull up on me. Pull up on me. Pull up on me. Pull up. Pull up on me.
We'll be right back. I need you by my side. not bad like me. Them 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 not bad like me. Come in, so girlies, so me, so yardies. Them not bad like me. I fake them, I fake 'cause them know so we got it. Them not bad like me. Come in, so girlies, so me, so yardies. Them not bad like me. Them a fake 'cause them know so we got it. So them not bad like me. Them never bad like me. Them never bad like me. Shut the wall. Them know so me from Ghana. Me raise up the banner like Hosanna. Hold on, wave if you love bandana. Make me light up the ganja and Americana. Every girl have the bubble, bubble on. Shot a load up all Ghana. Buddha man, girl a link feet in Ghana. Ah, them not bad like me. Come in, so girlies, so me, so yardies. Them not bad like me. I fake them, I fake 'cause them know so we got it. Them not bad like me. Come in, so girlies, so me, so yardies. Them not bad like me. Them a fake 'cause them know so we got it. So them not bad like me. Them never bad like me. Them never bad like me. Shut the wall. Me got dance all antidote. Pantine, panidote. Them still a trot man foot. Fly in a sky while them sail bamboo. Me bad, German shake up. Them a sink in a sea while we still have it. Everybody say, Wale, 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 Wale. Them never bad like me. Them never bad like me. Come in, say, yeah, this and me say, yeah.
Yeah. finger nimble, them know fi make me tremble. My finger nimble, them know fi make me tremble. And when we mingle, them know fi make me tingle. My finger nimble, my fingers are my best friend. Love me better than a boyfriend. I polish and I clean them when I'm lonely and I reach for them. Fingers are my best friend. Love me better than a boyfriend. I polish and I clean them. Girlfriend, tell your boyfriend. Can you be with me and no one else? Tell me now, cause I can love myself. My pretty fingers, they do know me.
drum. So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.